Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. You are now locked into Current Sports right here live on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM. I am your host, Al Martin, and we've got a lot to get to today. I do plan on talking a bit of sports later on this hour as Michigan State men's basketball has a pretty important game tonight as they will host Indiana. Tom Izzo and company still reeling, still licking the wounds after the loss to Michigan last weekend inside of the Breslin Center. They have had a six-day layoff and will try to get back at it tonight on the hardwood to get that monkey off of their back. So a pretty important game, which we will get to later on this hour. We'll also have brief chatter surrounding a big weekend in the world of the National Football League, seeing as though this weekend marks both the AFC and NFC championship games. We will know after the dust settles on Sunday night who will be playing in Minnesota in the Super Bowl come February 4th, I believe is that date. So we'll preview those games a bit. And we'll also get to, I hope to get to some high school sports as well. Just brief talk on some high school girls and boys basketball that will be in action tonight. But all of that plays second fiddle to the story coming out of the world of sports here in the Lansing area, and heck, really the entire state. This is a national story now. The Larry Nassar sentencing hearings that have been going on throughout this week, they were scheduled to end actually today, but due to many requests from other strong women and girls out there who are gaining courage as they watch other survivors share their story of abuse and manipulation at the hands of Larry Nassar, they have decided to step up. They have gained that courage to step up and share their stories. And due to the growing number of stories that are constantly coming in now, Judge Rose Marie Aquilina has already announced that these victim statements will proceed into next week and are now expected to conclude on Tuesday. And that's when the sentencing for Larry Nassar will come down. That has been a story that we have been following very closely. Our outstanding news team here at WKAR. I want to give a big shout out to Katie Cook, as well as Scott Pohl, who have been inside the courtroom delivering coverage from these victim statements hearings. They have been tweeting out information by the minute at WKAR News on Twitter. And we have been producing content for you all and coverage for you all on our website at WKAR.org, covering this very disturbing story, but highlighting the survivors who have shown so much courage, so much bravery to come forth and share their stories. And I want to start this hour, and due to much request from many of our current sports listeners, many of you have asked me to play the audio of two specific victim statement hearings that took place today. Two pretty big names that have become hallmarks and staples in the world of women gymnastics. Two members of the Fierce Five gold medal winning gymnastic Olympic team. These two individuals are Jordan Weber, who you all know here locally, one of the biggest athletes to come out of the mid-Michigan area. Jordan previously had not issued a statement concerning abuse as it pertains to Larry Nassar. She had not put anything on social media, had not made a statement on camera to the media, had not said anything at all prior to this morning. Well, she was in court today, and alongside her was her sister on that Fierce Five Olympic team, Allie Raisman. We're going to play the statements from both Weber and Raisman right now, and I want to start with Raisman. And again, for the first time, Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Jordan Weber of DeWitt has recounted being sexually abused by Larry Nassar, the former doctor being sentenced in Ingham County courtroom this week. Weber was the first survivor to speak on day four of the proceedings this morning before Judge Rose Marie Aquilina. Weber described the shame and confusion of being brainwashed by Nassar and USA Gymnastics. Weber says she first saw Nassar for sports injury treatments at the age of 8 and until the age of 18. She says the first time his treatment became sexual abuse was when she suffered a hamstring injury at the age of 14. Here is what Jordan Weber had to say this morning to begin day four of victim statement hearings.
Jordan Weber, J-O-R-D-Y-N-W-I-E-B-E-R.
Thank you. What would you like me to know?
I first of all want to thank you for allowing us to speak here. I thought that training for the Olympics would be the hardest thing that I would ever have to do. But in fact, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is process that I'm a victim of Larry Nassar. It has caused me to feel shame and confusion, and I've spent months trying to think back on my experience and wonder how I didn't even know this was happening to me and how I became so brainwashed by Larry and everyone at USA Gymnastics, both whom I thought were supposed to be on my side. I started seeing Larry Nassar at the age of 8, right here in my hometown of Lansing. He was known as the best gymnastics doctor in the world. Everyone at my club, on the U.S. national team, and across the country saw Larry, and everyone said the same thing. He was a miracle worker, and he could fix just about anything. I was treated by Larry for any and all of my injuries from ages 8 till I was 18. And it wasn't long before he had gained my trust. He became a safe person of sorts. And to my teenage self, he appeared to be the good guy in an environment that was intense and restricting. He would try to advise me on how to deal with the stresses of training or my coaches. He would bring us food and coffee at the Olympics when we were too afraid to eat too much in front of our coaches. I didn't know that these were all grooming techniques that he used to manipulate me and brainwash me into trusting him. And when I was 14 years old, I tore my hamstring in my right leg. This was when he started performing the procedure that we are all now familiar with. I would cringe at how uncomfortable it felt. He did it time after time, appointment after appointment, convincing me that it was helping my hamstring injury. And the worst part was I had no idea that he was sexually abusing me for his own benefit. I knew it felt strange, but he was the national team doctor. Who was I to question his treatments, or even more, risk my chance at making the Olympic team or being chosen to compete internationally? And after all, he was recommended by the national team staff, and he treated us monthly at all of our national team camps. I had even talked to my teammates, Allie Raisman and Michaela Maroney, about this treatment and how uncomfortable it made us feel. None of us really understood it. After I made the Olympic team, I suffered a stress fracture in my right shin. It was extremely painful to tumble and land using my legs, but I fought through the pain because it was the Olympics, and I knew it would be probably my only shot.
Can you slow down just a little?
Yes, ma'am. Our bodies were all hanging by a thread when we were in London. Who was the doctor that USAG sent to keep us healthy and help us get through? The doctor that was our abuser. The doctor that is a child molester. Because of my shin, I couldn't train without being in extreme pain, and it affected the number of routines I could do to prepare before the competition. And ultimately, it made me feel less prepared than I should have been. I didn't qualify to the all-around competition, and I went through a dark time right before we won the team gold. Now I question everything about that injury and the medical treatment I received. Was Larry even doing anything to help my pain? Was I getting the proper medical care? Or was he only focused on which one of us he was going to prey on next? What was he thinking about when he massaged my sore muscles every day? Now I question everything. To this day, I still don't know how he could have been allowed to do this for so long. My teammates and I were subjected to his medical care every single month at the National Team Training Center in Texas. He was the only male allowed to be present in the athlete dorm rooms to do whatever treatments he wanted. He was allowed to treat us in hotel rooms alone without any supervision. He took photos of us during training and whenever else he wanted. Nobody was protecting us from being taken advantage of. Nobody was even concerned whether or not we were being sexually abused. I was not protected, and neither were my teammates. My parents trusted USA Gymnastics and Larry Nassar to take care of me, and we were betrayed by both. And now, the lack of accountability from USAG, USOC, and Michigan State have caused me and many other girls to remain shameful, confused, and disappointed. I'm angry with myself for not recognizing the abuse, and that's something I'm struggling with today. But even though I'm a victim, I do not and will not live my life as one. I'm an Olympian. Despite being abused, I worked so hard and managed to achieve my goal. But I want everyone, especially the media, to know that despite my athletic achievements, I am one of over 140 women and survivors whose story is important. Our pain is all the same, and our stories are all important. And now, the people who are responsible need to accept responsibility for the pain they have caused me and the rest of the women who have been abused. Larry Nassar is accountable. USA Gymnastics is accountable. The US Olympic Committee is accountable. My teammates and friends have been through enough, and now it's time for change, because the current and future gymnasts do not deserve to live in anxiety, fear, or be unprotected like I was. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your words. You have an Olympian voice. People will listen to you. I've listened to you. You are really very strong, not just as an athlete, but as a woman, as a survivor. I know you'll get past this because of that strength, because you had the strength to come here and talk. It's really important, because what you're doing is helping to set a new precedent that all victim survivors should speak out, and that all victims have a right to speak out. And your young self did not know that, but you have already, with what you've done in our community and so many others and in the world, molded so many young minds and people. What you've just done now is equally important, maybe more important, because they will listen to you. They will speak out like you. They want to be you. You have nothing to be ashamed about. I'm so honored that you came to tell your story here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, again, Jordan Weber speaking out today in court as she began day four of the victim statements. And, you know, you heard the round of applause that Weber got after issuing that statement, as well as what Judge Rosemarie Aquilina had to say to Weber after she issued that statement. And that's also what's been a really remarkable part of these victim statements, is to watch Judge Rosemarie Aquilina, you know, approach this with so much patience, so much sympathy, and, you know, as I've noted throughout the week, really acting in a very therapeutic way after each and every one of these victims comes forth in court to share their story of abuse. Weber suffered a stress fracture in her shin after making the Olympic team in 2012. Nasser treated her there. Her pain left her unable to train as she would have liked, and she missed the chance to compete in the individual all-around event. And now she questions if she received the proper treatment, saying, as you just heard, quote, "Nobody was protecting us from being taken advantage of," end quote. Weber concluded that the lack of accountability from USAG, the U.S. Olympic Committee, and Michigan State University, Nasser's former employer, left her and many others to remain, quote, "shameful, confused, and disappointed." Survivors are expected to continue speaking, as I noted again, at the Nasser sentencing into next week until about Tuesday. And we were all wondering if Jordan Weber was going to come forth, if she was even a victim of abuse from Larry Nasser. Well, that question was answered today. Now, before I play another powerful statement, this one coming from Allie Raisman, who has been very vocal in letting it be known that she was abused, and letting it be known that there was certainly negligence, on the part of USA Gymnastics. And I'm sure many of you saw this across the news wire yesterday, but USA Gymnastics announced on Thursday that we'll cut ties with the Caroli Ranch, which is a longtime training ground, the training hub for the country's elite gymnasts, and also a site where former national medical coordinator, yes, Larry Nasser, sexually assaulted gymnasts. That news came across yesterday. And also another piece of news I want to bring to you all, if you have not heard, the Michigan State University Board of Trustees has asked State Attorney General Bill Schuette to review the events surrounding the Larry Nasser case. The calls for Luana Simons' resignation, current president of Michigan State University, they have really intensified this week as the sentencing hearing has progressed. We had Rachel Fredette on Current Sports with us yesterday. She is the editor-in-chief of the State News, as the State News published a piece yesterday entitled "President Simon Resign," calling for her resignation. And you heard why Rachel Fredette and the State News decided to publish that piece. Heck, we've seen State Rep Sam Singh and State Senator Curtis Hurdle Jr. issuing a joint statement on Thursday, calling on Simon to step down. Shortly afterward, State Senate Majority Leader Arian Meekoff and State Minority Leader Jim Ananich issued a statement of their own. And currently, right now, the Michigan State Board of Trustees is having a meeting that is closed off to the public. There is a picture floating around, well, multiple pictures floating around when it comes to the media scene outside of the door of this meeting with the Michigan State Board of Trustees. We don't know what exactly is being discussed. We don't know if the job of Luana Simon is being discussed. But if we do get any updates, any details, we do have a reporter right there outside of the door. We will bring that news to you as the hour proceeds. I want to know your thoughts. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also join us via social media at facebook.com/currentsports. We have the live stream up and running, and many of you already chiming in and commenting below the video. And you can also tweet us. At WKAR_sports is the show's official Twitter handle. My Twitter handle is at AlMartinWKAR, and you can follow what is happening in court right now when it comes to these victim statements at WKAR News. But right now, I do want to play what was a very powerful, in-your-face, blunt statement from Allie Raisman. And as I watched Allie go up and tell of her story, she multiple times throughout her statement looked Larry Nassar right in the eyes with anger and a ton of emotion. Raisman is a 3-time gold medalist from the 2012 and 2016 games. And again, has already revealed her abuse in a series of media interviews, but that's totally different when given the opportunity to stand in court and look your abuser right in the eyes. Raisman laid it all out on the table. And here is how her victim statement went today.
Your Honor, thank you for the opportunity to make this statement here today. And thank you for providing the time and flexibility for all the other brave survivors to make their statement. Each survivor deserves to be heard equally. I didn't think I would be here today. I was scared and nervous. It wasn't until I started watching the impact statements from the other brave survivors that I realized I too needed to be here. Larry, you do realize now that we, this group of women you so heartlessly abused over such a long period of time, are now a force and you are nothing. The tables have turned, Larry. We are here, we have our voices, and we are not going anywhere. And now, Larry, it's your turn to listen to me. There is no map that shows you the pathway to healing. Realizing that you are a survivor of sexual abuse is really hard to put into words. I cannot adequately capture the level of disgust I feel when I think about how this happened. Larry, you abused the power and trust I and so many others placed in you, and I am not sure I will ever come to terms with how horribly you manipulated and violated me. You were the USA Gymnastics National Team Doctor and the United States Olympic Team Doctor. You were trusted by so many and took advantage of countless athletes and their families. The effects of your actions are far-reaching. Abuse goes way beyond the moment, often haunting survivors for the rest of their lives, making it difficult to trust and impacting their relationships. It is all the more devastating when such abuse comes at the hand of such a highly regarded doctor, since it leaves survivors questioning the organizations and even the medical profession itself upon which so many rely. I am here to face you, Larry, so you can see I've regained my strength, that I'm no longer a victim, I'm a survivor. I am no longer that little girl you met in Australia where you first began grooming and manipulating. As for your letter yesterday, you are pathetic to think that anyone would have any sympathy for you. You think this is hard for you? Imagine how all of us feel. Imagine how it feels to be an innocent teenager in a foreign country, hearing a knock on the door, and it's you. I don't want you to be there, but I don't have a choice. Treatments with you were mandatory. You took advantage of that. You even told on us if we didn't want to be treated by you, knowing full well the troubles that would cause for us. Lying on my stomach with you on my bed, insisting that your inappropriate touch would help to heal my pain. The reality is you caused me a great deal of physical, mental, and emotional pain. You never healed me. You took advantage of our passions and our dreams. You made me uncomfortable, and I thought you were weird. But I felt guilty because you were a doctor, so I assumed I was the problem for thinking badly of you. I wouldn't allow myself to believe that the problem is you. From the time we were little, we are taught to trust doctors. You are so sick, I can't even comprehend how angry I feel when I think of you. You lied to me and manipulated me to think that when you treated me, you were closing your eyes because you had been working hard when you were really touching me, an innocent child, to pleasure yourself. Imagine feeling like you have no power and no voice. Well, you know what, Larry? I have both power and voice, and I am only beginning to just use them. All these brave women have power, and we will use our voices to make sure you get what you deserve, a life of suffering spent replaying the words delivered by this powerful army of survivors. I am also here to tell you to your face, Larry, that you have not taken gymnastics away from me. I love this sport, and that love is stronger than the evil that resides in you, in those who enabled you to hurt many people. You already know you're going away to a place where you won't be able to hurt anybody ever again. But I am here to tell you that I will not rest until every last trace of your influence on this sport has been destroyed, like the cancer it is. Your abuse started 30 years ago, but that's just the first reported incident we know of. If over these many years, just one adult listened and had the courage and character to act, this tragedy could have been avoided. I and so many others would have never, ever met you. Larry, you should have been locked up a long, long time ago. Fact is, we have no idea how many people you victimized or what was done or not done that allowed you to keep doing it and to get away with it for so long. Over those 30 years, when survivors came forward, adult after adult, many in positions of authority protected you, telling each survivor it was okay that you weren't abusing them. In fact, many adults had you convince the survivors that they were being dramatic or had been mistaken. This is like being violated all over again. How do you sleep at night? You were the decorated by USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic Committee, both of which put you on advisory boards and committees to come up with policies that would protect athletes from this kind of abuse. You are the person they had, quote, take the lead of athlete care. You are the person they say, quote, provided the foundation for our medical system. I cringe to think that your influence remains in the policies that are supposed to keep athletes safe, that these organizations have for years claimed, quote, state of the art. To believe in the future of gymnastics is to believe in change. But how are we to believe in change when these organizations aren't even willing to acknowledge the problem? It's easy to put out statements talking about how athlete care is the highest priority, but they've been saying that for years, and all the while this nightmare was happening. False assurances from organizations are dangerous, especially when people want so badly to believe them. They make it easier to look away from the problem and enable bad things to continue to happen. And even now, after all that has happened, USA Gymnastics has the nerve to say the very same things it has said all along. Can't you see how disrespectful that is? Can't you see how much that hurts? A few days ago, USA Gymnastics put out a statement attributed to its president and CEO, Carrie Perry, saying she came to listen to the courageous women and said, quote, "Their powerful voices leave an indelible imprint on me and will impact my decision as president and CEO every day." This sounds great, Miss Perry, but at this point, talk is cheap. You left midway through the day and no one has heard from you or the board. Carrie, I have never met you, and I know you weren't around for most of this, but you accepted the position of president and CEO of USA Gymnastics, and I assume by now you are very well aware of the weighty responsibility you've taken on. Unfortunately, you've taken on an organization that I feel is rotting from the inside, and while this may not be what you thought you were getting into, you will be judged by how you deal with it. A word of advice. Continuing to issue statements of empty promises, thinking that will pacify us, will no longer work. Yesterday, USA Gymnastics announced that it was terminating its lease at the ranch, where so many of us were abused. I am glad that it is no longer a national team training site, but USA Gymnastics neglected to mention that they had athletes training there the day they released the statement. USA Gymnastics, where is the honesty? Where is the transparency? Why must the manipulation continue? Neither USA Gymnastics nor the USOC have reached out to express sympathy or even offer support. Not even to ask, how did this happen? What do you think we can do to help? Why have I and others here probably not heard anything from the leadership at the USOC? Why has the United States Olympic Committee been silent? Why isn't the USOC here right now? Larry was the Olympic doctor, and he molested me at the 2012 London Olympic Games. They say now they applaud those who have spoken out, but it's easy to say that now, when the brave women who started speaking out back then, more than a year after the USOC says they knew about Nassar, they were dismissed. At the 2016 Olympic Games, the president of the USOC said that the USOC would not conduct an investigation and even defended USA Gymnastics as one of the leaders in developing policies to protect athletes. That's the response a courageous woman gets when she speaks out. And when others joined those athletes and began speaking out with more stories of abuse, were they acknowledged? No. It is like being abused all over again. I have represented the United States of America in two Olympics and have done so successfully. And both USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic Committee have been very quick to capitalize and celebrate my success. But did they reach out when I came forward? No. So at this point, talk is worthless to me. We're dealing with real lives and the future of our sport. We need to believe this won't happen again. For this sport to go on, we need to demand real change, and we need to be willing to fight for it. It's clear now that if we leave it up to these organizations, history is likely to repeat itself. To know what changes are needed requires us to understand what exactly happened and why it has happened. This is a painful process, but it's the only way to identify all the factors that contributed to this problem and how they can be avoided in the future. This is the only way to learn from these mistakes and make gymnastics a safer sport. If ever there was a need to fully understand a problem, it is this one right now. To accept that problem is limited to just what we know now is irresponsible, delusional even. Each new day seems to bring a new survivor. We have no idea just how much damage you caused, Larry, and we have no idea how deep these problems go. Now is the time to acknowledge that the very person who sits here before us now, who perpetrated the worst epidemic of sexual abuse in the history of sports, who is going to be locked up for a long, long time. This monster was also the architect of policies and procedures that are supposed to protect athletes from sexual abuse for both USA Gymnastics and the USOC. If we are to believe in change, we must first understand the problem and everything that contributed to it. Now is not the time for false reassurances. We need an independent investigation of exactly what happened, what went wrong, and how it can be avoided for the future. Only then can we know what changes are needed. Only then can we believe such changes are real. Your Honor, I ask you to give Larry the strongest possible sentence, which his actions deserve. For by doing so, you will send a message to him and to other abusers that they cannot get away with their horrible crimes. They will be exposed for the evil they are, and they will be punished to the maximum extent of the law. Let this sentence strike fear in anyone who thinks it is okay to hurt another person. Abusers, your time is up. The survivors are here, standing tall, and we are not going anywhere. And please, Your Honor, stress the need to investigate how this happened so we can hold accountable those who empowered and enabled Larry Nassar, so we can repair and once again believe in this wonderful sport. My dream is that one day everyone will know what the words Me Too signify, but they will be educated and able to protect themselves from predators like Larry so that they will never, ever, ever have to say the words Me Too. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go.
Wow. Let those words digest, right? Ali Raisman, very blunt, in your face, keeping it real, calling out USA Gymnastics, holding USA Gymnastics to the fire. Let's let that digest a bit. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll get to a few of your comments and calls. What are your thoughts on what has taken place this week in the courtroom concerning the Larry Nassar case and the victim statement hearings? What are your thoughts based on what Jordan Weaver and Ali Raisman had to say? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We just played the raw audio of the victim statements from Mid-Michigan's very own Jordan Weaver, who was a member of the Fierce Five USA Gymnastics gold medal winning team, as well as Ali Raisman, who was a member of that very team as well, as they issued very powerful statements in court in front of Judge Rose Marie Aquilina today. And my goodness, I mean, we just finished playing the statement of Ali Raisman, and she was very blunt, courageous, and she just kept it real. You know, she really held USA Gymnastics to the fire, and you know, she got a chuckle out of the courtroom when she noted how when USA Gymnastics announced that the Caroli Ranch would no longer be the site and the training ground for USA Gymnastics, when they issued that statement, they still had athletes training on the ranch. There are so many things wrong with how this story has been handled, how Larry Nassar, how his abuse was ignored. And, you know, I mentioned how, you know, a lot of eyes are planted right now here on campus at Michigan State University, as the Board of Trustees has asked Attorney General Bill Schuette to review the events surrounding the Larry Nassar case. You know, I mentioned the calls for Luana Simon's resignation. Those have intensified. You know, I mentioned the state news publishing an article yesterday, an editorial from the editorial board. That editorial entitled "President Simon Resign." Sam Singh, state rep. Curtis Hurdle Jr., state senator. State Majority Leader Arian McCoff, Jim Ananich, Minority Leader, they have all issued a statement of their own concerning Simon's resignation. And, you know, I sit back and I look at the facts. I look at what's been reported and what we know based on how this whole storyline and the timeline is played out. And I just had to sit there and say to myself, somebody needs to be held accountable. Somebody needs to be held accountable. And you could probably even add an S after somebody, because it's just hard to believe that, you know, there's just one person that knew something and didn't follow protocol to report it. It's just hard to believe that there's just one person who, you know, enabled this kind of behavior when it comes to Larry Nassar. There is a plethora of people. And I believe that with time, as this plays out, we're going to start to see, you know, a domino effect. And the criticism of Michigan State University, you know, has been focused on a 2014 Title IX investigation, which cleared Larry Nassar of policy violations and allowed him to return to his job 16 months before the close of a criminal investigation stemming from the same sexual assault report. I don't get that. And that is unbelievably troubling. Nassar wasn't criminally charged after that investigation. Two women said last year that in 1997, when they were just teenagers, Nassar sexually assaulted them and raised concerns to Michigan State University then gymnastics coach Kathy Klages, who cautioned them against reporting Nassar. Absolutely sickening. And, you know, I think back at that, and, you know, we had... I remember when I first got the gig here at WKER, we did a one-on-one sit-down with Kathy Klages, centered on Michigan State University gymnastics. And we had her down in, I believe that was Studio F, where we used to film current sports TV. And, you know, I just have flashbacks now. And think about that interaction with Kathy and the abuse that was taking place back then. You know, I have flashbacks when I saw Jordan Weber approach the courts today to give her statement. And I remember covering Jordan Weber as an intern back in college at Michigan State. And I just sit back and say, wow, how does something of this magnitude happen? Somebody's need to be held accountable. Former MSU softball player also said that from 1998 to 2000, she was abused by Nassar and raised concerns to three university trainers. The details are troubling. And where we go from now will be very telling as it pertains to the moral character of those here at Michigan State University, of those at USA Gymnastics. Who else gets punished for this? And how those individuals will be punished will be very telling as the days move along here. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. Many of you weighing in on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. And, you know, engineer Ian Hawley, I have not really gotten your thoughts on this because, you know, we had Rachel Fredette on the show yesterday and she talked about it from the standpoint of Michigan State University and how the student body feels as it pertains to this case, as it pertains to Larry Nassar. And, you know, the state news calling for the resignation of Simon. I mean, you're a current student right now. I mean, what are the conversations that you've had among your fellow classmates here at MSU? What is the overall feeling? And what is your feeling as you've digested this entire week concerning Larry Nassar?
A lot of mixed emotions from people that I've talked to. On the one hand, it's really good that women continue to come forward and share their stories and talk about their experiences and begin to heal. But on the other hand, being a student at Michigan State doesn't feel like it did, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago before these allegations started becoming public. And not to sound selfish, but it kind of takes something away from the student experience when this kind of thing is going on, you know, like people aren't focused on just the normal hustle and bustle of classes. There's kind of like a cloud hanging over the university right now.
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, mixed emotions. Hopefully women will continue to come forward in this case,
right?
And talk about their experiences. But at the same time, I'm really just looking forward to the end of this thing and kind of starting the rebuilding process from this.
Oh, this is just the beginning. The end of this it's going to take some years. And, you know, we're going to be covering the, you know, a less important matter later on tonight, Ian, at the Breslin Center as Michigan State men's basketball takes on Indiana, plays host to Indiana. And I'm curious to see what kind of ripple effect this has in relation to Michigan State athletic events, such as the one we're going to be partaking in tonight.
Well, you know, up until now, Luana K. Simon has been at every game that we've been covering and, you know, dancing on the Jumbotron as she usually does. So we'll see what kind of, I don't expect her to be there tonight, honestly.
No. When you look at it, you know, Luana Simon, I was very surprised that she showed up in court this week. And, you know, we played audio of when, you know, the media were asking her questions pertaining to, you know, the Larry Nassar case. And we have to wait to see how that plays out. I think the majority of those listening out there, the majority of Michigan State fans out there believe that she should step down and resign, because you look at the facts and you look at the timeline and say, how in the world was this able to happen under your watch for this long? And she is the head. This took place under her leadership. And if something isn't done today, you know, at the conclusion of the Board of Trustees meeting pertaining to her resignation, I'm sure that the student body will have something to say at the game tonight. I'm curious to see if there's increased security at tonight's Michigan State men's basketball game. I'm curious to see if this has any effect when it comes to Michigan State fans, basketball fans out there who ride or die when it comes to Michigan State sports. Will this affect your fandom? Has this affected your fandom? Will you be buying season tickets next year? Will you be attending any more MSU athletic events this year? I'm curious to get our listeners' thoughts. Those MSU fans out there listening, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And I also want to pass this along too. One of the names that I mentioned, those involved in politics that I mentioned, it's Hertel, not Hurdle. So Curtis Hertel Jr. Thank you for that correction, our listeners out there. You know, we don't cover politics here on Current Sports, so I thank you for that correction, pronunciation. Let's go to our phone lines right now, actually. We have, I want to start with Austin, who is on line one. Austin, what's on your mind, my friend?
What's up, Al? How you doing today, man?
I'm okay. It could be a much better week, without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. And I just want to give my input. Much to what Ian said, man, it's a dark cloud over being affiliated with Michigan State right now, given what just went on. And I was playing basketball this morning here in Kalamazoo, and a guy and I, we were having a conversation talking about work, and he was like, yeah, where did you graduate from? And for the first time in my life, I felt ashamed to say Michigan State. And that might sound a little bit extreme, but like when you're that connected to a place that has done things like that, where, you know, things weren't being reported, where young women were being taken advantage of. It's sad, man. And, you know, I'll be at the game tonight and everything. You know, I'm going with some friends. It's something we committed to. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a different feeling coming back to campus tonight, man. And I just hope and pray to God that, like Ian said, we can overcome this. It might take a while, but in time, I think we can overcome it. And I'm just so thankful that these women had the courage to come out and speak.
Without a doubt. And you know what? This is something that needs to be talked about. It is something that is certainly when you look at the details, this is just so sickening. And my jaw has been on the floor listening to the countless victim statements that have come through, these strong, brave women who had the courage to stand up in court and look at their abuser in the eyes. And, you know, it's something that can't be ignored. And you know, I've always also thought about this. I've had conversations with numerous people concerning this troubling fact as well. When you think back to the Penn State Jerry Sandusky story,
exactly.
That story got way more coverage than what we are currently seeing with Larry Nassar here in Lansing, Michigan. And I can't help but think to myself, the only reason both stories so troubling, so sick, so inhumane, but you look at the coverage of it in comparison, the reason that this situation, and I this thought has crossed my mind, the reason that this situation is so undercovered in my mind is because we're talking about women here and not men.
I agree. 100%.
And that is so sickening. It is so sickening. And that is why, you know, I've looked at the situation and said, we are not going to ignore this. We are going to dedicate, you know, a week of this because it deserves to be highlighted. And these women deserve their chance to let their voice be heard right here on Current Sports. So, you know, however long this thing goes, it needs to be covered to a high extent, without a doubt. Thank you so much, Austin. Oh, go ahead.
Last point to end on a positive note. Here's the reason why I love Current Sports so much. I called in, said who I was, and Ian said, "I'm sorry, what was your name again?" I said, "Austin." He was like, "Oh, I knew I recognized your voice." So Ian has officially entered my Alex Isaac book. I love you, Ian. I appreciate you, man.
He's celebrating behind the glass as we speak. Two fist pumps just went up in the air. Right, thank you so much, Austin. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'll try to get with you tonight at the game.
You got it, my friend. You know my number. All right, line two. Susan wants to chime in. Susan, thank you.
You're welcome, Al. I want to just thank you so much for covering this week because you are giving them a chance to be heard again by people like us. And I think we need to hear it again and again and again. But I understand the fellow that called before who said there's a dark cloud over MSU. And how are we going to feel when we go to the game and listen to the game? And I think just as the young women talked about shame, they don't need to own shame. And in their courageous speaking forward, they're letting go of that shame. And people who are alumni and people who are fans of all the sports, they do not have to feel ashamed. We just need to keep our voices strong and protect children. Protect our sports and back our sports and the young men and the coaches and all the people that are doing so well. We don't have to carry the shame. We can hold our head up high and certainly hold those accountable who were not doing their work and protecting these young women.
Very well said. Thank you so much, Susan. Really appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have about 4 minutes left. And I just want to kind of just reflect on the week just for a moment. And as I've stated, these victim impact statements will continue up until about what we guess will be Tuesday when the sentencing comes down. And a reminder, if you want further coverage from WKAR, as we've been following the Larry Nassar victim impact statements all week, our very own Scott Pohl, our very own Katie Cook, Carrell Vega, of all things considered. We have been following this story throughout the entire week and will continue to do so throughout this afternoon leading into next week. If you want more coverage, just simply go to WKAR.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. Follow at WKAR or at WKAR News. You can follow myself as well at Al Martin, WKAR or at WKAR underscore sports. And, you know, as I reflect on this week, I don't know about our listeners out there, and to echo much of what Susan had to say, I have been tremendously inspired by the women who have come forth as I've listened to and watched these women and heck, you know, young girls as well. I mean, today I saw a 15-year-old come forth along with her mother and give her statement. I have been so inspired in light of these unfortunate events. I have been so inspired, though, by the bravery of these women. And as Susan just stated, their voices need to be heard. As much as it hurts to listen to these stories, as much as our stomachs may turn and as much as we may get angry and emotional listening to these stories, that's what these stories are supposed to do, because it puts in perspective that there are sick people in this world, and those sick people must be put behind bars. And we can no longer sit back and enable this kind of behavior or any behavior that is frowned upon based on a person's perceived credibility, based on that person's stature. And this has a direct relation, as you just heard from Allie Raisman in her statement, this has a direct relation to the Me Too campaign. You know, so many men who abuse their power by abusing women. This is a game-changing moment in American history. Michigan State, Indiana, tonight, 7 p.m. We'll have a recap of that men's basketball game via the Current Sports 2-Minute Drill. I'll be posting a report later on tonight when the dust settles on that matchup. But I want to encourage you all out there to have a great weekend. We'll be back at it same time, same place on Monday. We'll have a full recap of Spartan Hoops. The women play tomorrow as they host Indiana as well. And we'll talk NFL. Less important matters. We'll get back to some kind of sports talk on Monday. But in the meantime, take care and be easy, people.